Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM, and that is Loiso Pala, Urain. Hoping that you enjoyed it. And yes, the time, 13 minutes just after two. And do remember that I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we have Germany, Johan Els on something else. And after that, you have Luko Mkwedi Puti with you on Spectrum. Tot sos uur up until 6 o'clock. At this moment in time, I am awesomely delighted to be talking to our Queen Umusa Yende, who is today releasing her new EP, Sustained by Grace. She's on the line with me. Musa, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so good. How was Shabana Ganganya and so was Shonisa Paz? Yini Musa, yini buya Musa, buya. How are you?
I'm good, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the Musa I'm looking for right there.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations on your new EP, which is Sustained by Grace, released today, the 16th of May. How has it been working on it?
Yeah, I'm seeing nothing but the grace of God. I'm super excited. You know, we've worked really hard on this project. So it's happy to see Abantu Kutubai receive this well. I'm just in awe.
You're just in awe. Okay, let's come back to somebody who doesn't know Umusa Yende, who Umusa Yende is. Ubani Umusa Yende?
Umusa Yende is a simple girl born and bred in the East Rand of Thandele Nkulunkulu, born and bred from a Christian family who happened to love music so much. But it became more than just love, you know. It was more of a calling now. So I studied music after high school, and I've been at it till today.
Okay. I love the fact that you say it has become more than music. And somebody would be looking at Musa Yende and looking at Grace, the album, the cover. Musa is wearing blue hair. So what kind of a young person is Musa?
I know, Yazi. It was a little tricky at first, being afraid when they see me with the blue hair, are they going to receive me well? And then I realized that, you know what, it's really about my relationship with Christ, and it's got nothing to do with the blue hair.
Yeah.
It's just that me tandeli kala and you look blue, and I thought it was nice. I like nice things, and that's all it is. But relationship with God, super valid.
So is there a connection, the blue color, and is there a connection with the word grace? Or it was just a choice that, no, I just want to look beautiful. I'm young, and blue would look good on me, and it would look good on my cover.
You know what? It's more of that. I was sitting with a friend, and they were like, you know what? I saw someone, this was 3 years ago, I saw someone do blue hair. I've never seen it before. From another country. Would you like this? And I was like, whoa, I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
And because I'm a loyalist, when I pick something, I stick to it. That's why I'm hardly doing other colors. If I'm not blue, I'm black. If I'm not black, I'm blue. But I've just grown to love it, you know?
So you won't surprise us. You won't surprise us with you won't surprise us with a pink and a maroon somewhere. Hey,
we never know. But for now, I'm really just the blue, you know.
All right. So your relationship with Christ. Tell us about that.
Oh, you know. So like I said, born and bred from a Christian family. And but also how my relationship grew stronger and stronger was I was planning on doing circular. So I'll tell you about where I am now with my relationship with Christ. I was planning on doing circular, and you know, God was like, hey, this is a calling. So I tried to bang the doors, tried to do everything I could, tried to do things by the book, tried to do things in order to say, I look cool with my blue hair. Maybe I'll be more accepted. It did not work out. And you know what? I had to be like, God, with my own strength, it's not working. Over to you. And I'm telling you, it's the patience that he had for me, the kindness of him welcoming me with both, with open arms to say, okay, I'll guide you. You know, God is really my strength. And that's why we call, I called the project Sustained by Grace. Because had it not been for the grace of God, I would not be where I am today, you know.
Sure.
So God has really played a huge role in my life, you know. So I'm really
grateful, Musa. But one would question, I mean, you are born and bred in a Christian family. Why would you think R&B? Why would you think some other genre outside from how you grew up? Yeah.
I was born and bred in a Christian family. I am born and bred. But see, I would also listen to a bit of Rihanna, you know, a bit of Fantasia, a bit of India RE. And I really just used to love that music, you know, the soulful, the pop here and there. So there was something about it that I really liked. It was, oh, this is a really nice song, you know, Kelly Sambo, Fantasia, or Jasmine Sullivan. So I thought, oh, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I don't know why. Maybe also because now and again I'd wear blue hair, so I thought it was alone. You know?
Yeah.
I'm realizing now that even those kind of things, because I like to dress a certain way, I like to, you know, wear the hair, I like to. So I thought, hey, maybe that was not acceptable. Until I was like, it's got nothing to do with that. And unkulunkulu, the beautiful thing I was sharing with a friend this morning, Niti. I mean, maybe I don't, I'm not as, maybe I don't preach or pray like whoever. I'm hard on myself. So I'm a person, OTH, maybe here I still need to go stronger. Maybe here I still need to do this, you know, and
yeah.
He was like, you're going to be the one to save souls.
Yeah.
2-3 souls that you can save is enough. And I'm telling you, I will never turn back, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I thought, you know, it's over to, and God really made things happen. There's a blessing that comes with being obedient.
Yeah.
So I can see I'm living truth.
And I love the fact that you know that you have been called to evangelize through your music, through your life. And I'm thinking there are others who are out there who do not know Christ. And they love how you look. They will be attracted to that first and your voice. And they're like, oh, but there's something special about her. And then that's when they will find Christ in all of that. And so
that's true.
And then you're fusing gospel with jazz, contemporary genres as well. Tell us about that. Where did that, did the Lord Holy Spirit said, girl, let's do jazz.
You know, I think it just shows in the way I think sometimes that there is a bit of school in this, because I went to a jazz school, I studied music. So now and again, you throw the technical side of the music, you know, but also it wasn't really, I wouldn't say it was planned.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't really planned. But because in the English background, yeah, automatically now and again, I'll throw in a bit of what we did at school and this, and just infuse it, you know. But also I made sure that the songs are really like sing-alongs, you know, so people can catch on the songs pretty quickly. So it's just an infusion of different ideas, really.
So in the EP, there are songs like Umelusi, Amandla Masha, Angisabi Lutho, Awudeli Gimi, the gospel song.
Yes.
Who wrote all of these?
Yes.
Did you write them yourselves, or you had somebody helping you to write as well?
Yes, I did have a lot of help on the EP. Like, for instance, Umelusi was written by Pastor Kokezo with Muso Worship. So a lot of people were just so always willing to be like to help, you know, and I appreciate it so much. So the songwriting process was really amazing because it had different people that could really put ideas into the EP for it to be what it is today.
Wow, congratulations on that. I know it's being released today.
You.
We are going to take the sounds. The sounds by Musa Yende. Musa Yende, now I want to speak isiZulu because of you. Musa Yende says, Umelusi, and then we're coming back to talk some more with Musayende.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Umelusi by Musayende. I love the last words. Oh, that our shepherd leads me. My shepherd leads me, and he gets me where he wants. Lion ang funako. Not where I want, but where he wants me to be. Mm-hmm. Doing his will. Doing his will. We're talking to a recording artist and a worshiper, Musayende. You can, my family, call in and talk to her. You can call in and talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. 012-334-1322, our SMS line 37871, our WhatsApp line 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Those are like really, who inspires you? Who do you listen to? Your music, your sound is peculiar.
Thank you. You know, I listen to a lot of people. Anything that sounds nice, I listen to, you know. About Donnie McClurton, I listen to quite a lot of people. I listen to Kim Burrell. But like I said, I also did listen to Circular Gabo India Ari and stuff. So anybody who's got good music, I listen.
And then you've worked with wonderful, in your career, you've worked with legends. Tell us about that experience for you.
It's been so, so, so amazing. It's been such a humbling experience, you know, seeing the grace of God in there, which has always been putting me in rooms in there that are super amazing. I've worked with a lot, but the last two people that I worked with was Dr. Dumi and Benjamin Dube. And that experience has been so amazing. You know, there's a lot that I've learned from them, but also just to get to worship behind them was just a great thing.
Good to work with other secular artists and then work with gospel artists. How do you balance? How do you make sure that when I come back, it's still Christ. It's still, I'm focused. I know that you tried the secular way. and God said, I don't be. No, I didn't call you for that side. Bakon. Yeah, bakon. But I need you this side. So how do you make sure that you still balance? I mean, after you've worked with Ziggs Bantwini, Kelly Kumalo, Amanda Black, and other US-based gospel musicians. Well, okay, now you come, Nabova, Sean, Michelle. But working with a mixture, then how do you maintain your Christianity and also the level at which you have been called to as a worshiper yourself, as a musician in your own right?
So music is broad, you know. Gospel for me isn't really like career, it's lifestyle. So it becomes who you are. But because there's other genres as well, and like I said, which I would relate now and again because I studied music, and we say jazz is the core foundation, which means if you've done jazz, you can do a bit of soul, they can place you anywhere and I'll survive. You know, I'll survive that stage wherever you place me. So it was really more of that. It was work. It was so appreciating other people's tasks, but you always have to stand and remember who you are and who you're called to be, you know? So if you stand your ground there, I don't think you would easily sink in anything else. But they were also incredible experiences that I got to do, and I really, really loved it.
Whoa. Vicky says, I love her. She sounds very young. How old is she? I think she's 13. Vicky, I agree. I think she's 13 forever. She'll be 13.
Yes, please. I'm 13 forever. That's right.
But I think what we love most is your relationship with Christ, you know? Knowing who you are and what you've been called to do, and doing that, and also listening and hugging to the word of God. Hey, so many of us hear what he says and then we do our own thing. But you decided, okay, I can work with the secular, but when I come back, I know who I am. Even when I'm there, they know who I am.
Yes, for sure.
But why sustained by grace? Are there things that you might have gone through as a young person and you're like, ooh, if it wasn't for the grace,
Definitely. I think so many other things, but the focal point was getting to a point of feeling stuck. The past 2 years, trying to open doors, knowing that you're called for greatness. God has big plans for you, but nothing seems to be working out. Instead, it's getting darker and darker. It's getting harder and harder. And you start questioning your purpose. You start questioning, are you in the right path? You start questioning God. You question a lot of things. But it's how God didn't let go of me. Even the song goes on to say, though I walk through the darkest valley, his goodness and mercy, it follows me. He stuck with me even when abantu babangangijikele endleleni. She thinks she knows what she's doing. God really, really, really stood by me. And for that, I'm always grateful. It's only grace. And where I am today, I'm seeing nothing but the grace of God.
And a spread view, East Rand. I heard you're representing Esperate View, East Rand.
Oh, yes, East Rand.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. That's where I grew up with my family, you know. Although me nang sayo lapo manje, but yeah, for the longest time I grew up Esperate View. Oh, love it.
So would you say that a girl who's in church at Esperate View can identify with the song Angisabi Lutho?
Please say that again.
Would you say a girl who is in Sprayed View in the East Rand can identify with the song Angisabi Lutho?
Yes, for sure.
Mm. So is there some, are there some songs that, you know, a mama, whoever in Sprayed View would say, that's a girl. Yeah, you're right. Tell us about Angisabi Lutho.
Angisabi Lutho, So when I got to sing the song, it was a reminder of all the hurdles that I had been through, And then you realize, sometimes you need to pick yourself up, dust yourself and say, whose am I? You know, it's a reminder. Doesn't matter what people or anybody say, whatever labels they put on you, but impilo yami isesandleni sakhe, and ongangithinta angilokothe ngisesandleni sakhe. It's a reminder that no one can miss it. If God is on my side, who can be against me? I absolutely love that song, you know.
Mm.
So yeah, also at the end it goes on to say, ngabe kade ngabhubha, ngabe kwaphela ngami. But again it goes back to me saying, but the grace of God really sustained me.
Mm. Let's hear this one by Musayende Angisabi Lutho.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The time is 22 minutes. Just before 3, at 3 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Johan Els, on something else. And afterwards, at 4 o'clock, when he says goodbye, we say hello to Luko Mkwedi Phuthi on Spectrum with you up until 6 o'clock. And afterwards, you have the I Am Youth Team with you, Tot Achir. And until 8 o'clock in the evening. Right now, with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until we say hello at 3 o'clock to Germany, Johan Els. And I'm not alone. I'm with my queen, Musayende, who is a recording artist and a worshipper. Oh, my. Oh, my. You know, I can play your music from here to Durban on repeat. Yeah, on repeat.
Thank you.
So the song says, I'm in his hand. And him who can try to attack me right there. Letela manzi ngomseme, hey? Ulandelela inyoka emgodini wayo. Hey.
Honestly.
So you are hidden in the palm of his hand. That's where you're at. And that's this. So whoever who listens to your EP, what is it that they should be getting from it?
That God will really never let us go. He's always there through trials, whatever we go through, he's really there, you know. And it just emphasizes the importance of really sticking to the Great Shepherd, you know. So, yes.
So it's for somebody who might also feel like I'm getting discouraged. Ah, things don't make sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Because also I pour out a bit on that. I was discouraged for the longest time. So it touches on that. When you're feeling discouraged, feeling like it's the end, the Great Shepherd is always there with you and he will never let us go.
So it's to encourage somebody to hold on. This is not the end.
Yes.
This is not the end. And you will definitely come out from there. As a worship leader yourself, how do you keep, I'm just thinking of worship leaders who are out there also, who are in their churches and they go through the ups and downs, but you have to stand up every Sunday, every Wednesday, depending on when is this a service at church. Yeah, and you have to lift up God's people and take them to a place where they will be able to commune with their Father, where they'll also find their breakthroughs. And sometimes you even lead with them with whatever song and they get their breakthroughs. Mara, when are you stuck? How did you maintain? And yeah, but you know, it happens. And you say you've been stuck. Yeah, you have been stuck for a long time. You've been discouraged for a long time and asking yourself questions. But I believe that every time there's a service in church, you'd be expected to stand there and say, the Lord is faithful. And there's a song that says, and you lead them in that song until some get breakthroughs. And you would hear of those testimonies. As we were singing, as Sis Musa was leading us, and I heard the Lord say, but in your space, nothing is happening. How did you maintain? How did you keep on trusting and standing? And I'm thinking on behalf of the other worship leaders in their churches.
Prayer has carried me so much, you know. Prayer has really carried me because there were times where I'm on stage and people are like, oh, you know, you really got me out of the situation, you know, when you worshipped, but also when I was back in. For me, it was the constant reminder of all the times that God came through for me outside of the situation I was at the time. When in 2018 he did this, when in 2016, the God who did it for me back then is surely, surely going to do it for me again now. The God who saved my family from a lot of things, who got us out of the dark places, surely will come through for me. It was just a matter of really trusting in God's timing and really having faith to say, God will never let me go. He's done it for my family. He's done it for his people in the Bible. Surely, I'm tapping into that. And someone was saying to me, oh, I like how when the song starts, Umelusi, there's a short prayer that I say on the full one, Psalm 23. And they were like on YouTube, I like how she keeps repeating certain lines. Mm. And it wasn't because I'm trying to sound poetic, but it's because sometimes you're standing up there and you're saying, though I walk through the darkest valley, but you don't believe it. So you have to say it until it sinks in.
Okay.
So you have to say it until Gwawena, you believe it, so that you can be able to preach that to somebody else. So it's not always that we have it figured out. So many times I didn't even have it figured out, but it's the belief and forcing yourself to tap into the fact that God really, really will do it for his children.
God will really, really do it for you. So how do you give yourself fully though, Musa? You give yourself fully to the Lord. You're like, okay, I'm here for service, Lord. And you give it fully. You close your eyes from what Musa is going through. Close your eyes, go, and just focus on him. I guess that is the hardest thing, hey? I love the Aish.
It is. There's a thing I'm running that I was running in 21 days. It actually, the last episode was today. And it's called 21 Days of Renewed Strength. Each time I sat there, people spoke about their strength story. Whenever maybe a God took you out of a dark place, each time I would ask them, but what do you do in that place? Because yes, we say stay believing, but when I was in that dark place, I couldn't even get myself to pray. I couldn't get myself to. But it's really forcing yourself and really channeling yourself when you wake up to say, I don't feel like praying, but I will do it. I don't feel like, that's why I said earlier that there is a blessing that comes with obedience, and God meets you at your efforts. It's not that you have to if you're struggling, it's not that you have to do it exactly like umfundisi's banbani, otsimaka thandaza. The effort that you bring in, God can really come through for you. So it does get hard. It does get hard, but I was always reminding myself of Proverbs 3:5 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Because my own understanding seems to be throwing me in the deepest, darkest pits, you know? Mm. So whether I'm seeing it or not, that's what faith is. We do not see, we don't know sometimes, but we stand. We stand in what we're sure of, you know? Mm. We stand on the solid rock that we choose to be sure of.
Mm.
So it's not easy, but God really does meet you wherever you are.
You've worked with Brendan Praise on Amandla Masha.
Oh, yes. I'm super excited about that. Brendan Praise, he's really been coming through for me and really supportive. And when I was in studio, I was like, it needs one person. And he was the only person I could think of at the time.
Amandla Masha, we've heard Amandla Masha in the old school way. Tell us about the new one by Musa Yende. Or is it still the old school? Just zhuzh it up. And so, yeah.
Yes, enjoy it. It's very good.
Uh-huh. Tell us about it.
Oh, so Amandla Masha, it's written by Umanana, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's written by Umanana. It's used up definitely. You know, it's a song written by Umanana that speaks of Abamethemba yuthiko, bayothola Amandla Masha, bayokhuphuka ngamaphiko njengezinkozi.
So they that wait upon the Lord. It's based on the book of Isaiah. Alrighty then, let's see. Hi family, how are you?
I'm blessed, beyond measure. How are you, sisters?
Lengane, Baba. Lengane, ngane. Umusa yende, Baba. Unkosi.
Asambongu, unkulunkulu. I need to know just what that 12 years.
Yeah.
Siyabonga ukuthi kube khona izingane.
Mhm.
Eziqala le Genesis sezincane.
Yeah.
ngobe uyabona siyabadinga abantwana abazoyiqala basesebancane.
Yeah.
Ngoba uma uyiqala sowumdala usuke sowucorruptekile.
Eyi.
Kusuke sokunezinto eziphikisanayo la engqondweni yakho.
Yeah.
Ya. Musa, ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngawe. And uNkulunkulu asiqinele wena, akulondoloze. Akubiyele ngaso sonke isikhathi. Ngobe uSathana akanawuhleka nawe.
Eish.
Akahleki nabantu abasebenzela uNkulunkulu. Ulwa nabo, angeke uvuke ube umngani wakhe.
Yeah.
Ya. Ngisho noma noma ungakhohlise kuphambuke uye kuye. Wazi ukuthi wena awukho ekhaya kini. Uyi-foreigner lapho.
Yeah.
USathane wena uyohlala uyi-foreigner. Akukho ku-right ekangakwenzela khona. Uyisitha sakhe.
Yeah.
Manje mina ngikhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu akakubiyele.
Amen.
Akuvikele.
Amen.
And uSathane angakuthumbi. Ale ngawe uNkulunkulu. Ngoba vele abafana nawe uyathanda ukuthi abasuse kuNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Ukuworshipa kunamandla Musa.
Yeah.
Ukuworshipa Musa kwawisa indonga zaseJericho.
Yeah.
Kwagashula amaketane kuPaul noSilas.
Yeah.
Manje uma noworshipa so nenza umonakalo.
Yeah.
Embusweni kaSathane. Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu akangiqinele wena.
Amen and amen.
Ngibonga mina baba. Amen.
What awesome blessings. Thank you Baba Nkosi.
Thank you.
What awesome blessings from Baba Nkosi to Musa. Musa, you've heard. You've heard that was for you. That was for you and that was for you. Thank you so much for talking to us, Musa. May you keep growing in your ministry. And yes, as Baba Nkosi said, we say amen and amen and amen to that.
Amen.
And I'm sure when you get to heaven, I know you'd want to see Jesus first. And then afterwards, you'll be looking for David somewhere. Ne? Like, David, where's David? Where's David? Oh, there's David. Ooh, you got some notes to share with David. You're in the same WhatsApp group. So, yeah. Musa,
it's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
May the Lord awesomely keep keeping you. May He touch lives and heal, restore lives through your music, through your voice, because He has anointed your voice for more than just ukucula, but for everything that He has called you to do. Ngaleyo voice, may it happen. It's your weapon. And as Baba Nkosi says, may His hand be upon you all the time.
Yeah.
Musa, where do we get your music?
Well, my music is available on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, and so forth and so forth. So it's live as we speak.
All right. It came out today, ne? So we look for Musa Yende.
Came out today, yes. Musa Yende on all the platforms, even social media.
Ah, congratulations once more. Ba, 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 ba. All of God's best. We love you. Have a great one. And we play you out with your own song, Amandla Masha, featuring Brendan Praise. Have a great one, Tombazana.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Songs of Life.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.